In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In May of 2016, with the congregation gathered around, I stood in the small strip of garden along the west side of the church abutting our old parking lot. And by my side were two parishioners, Ray Finelli and Julia Berryhill. We all had shovels in our hands and hard hats on our heads because we were there to break ground on what would become our new pavilion. And after the ceremonial groundbreaking, we had a parish celebration to mark the occasion. It was a celebration of something that hadn't actually happened yet, the construction of a new parish hall, but that we had reason to be highly confident would happen, since the leadership of Grace Church had assured itself that we had the funds to complete the building that we were beginning that day. The vestry had read and taken to heart the words of Jesus from Luke chapter 14, verse 28, where the Lord asks rhetorically, "For which of you intending to build a tower does not first sit down and estimate the cost to see whether he has enough to complete it?" That day, we celebrated something we hadn't yet accomplished, because we certainly weren't celebrating three holes in the ground. Unless you happen to be a gopher, three holes in the ground is not much of an accomplishment. Something similar happens in today's Old Testament reading. The text describes a gathering of the people of Israel after they've returned to the Holy Land from decades of exile in Babylon. The Israelites have rebuilt the walls of Jerusalem, but they hadn't yet rebuilt the rest of the city that the Babylonians had destroyed in the year 586 BC. After the prophet Ezra had gathered all the people together, does he say to them, "Now let's go rebuild this heap of rubble, and when we're finally done, then we'll have ourselves a party"? No, he does not. Instead, he tells the people, "Go your way, eat the fat and drink sweet wine, and send portions of them to those for whom nothing is prepared, for this day is holy to the Lord." This day is holy to the Lord. This day, when you're probably still sleeping in the yard while you put the roof on your house. This day, when you're having to bunk with your sheep and goats because Lord knows when you'll get a chance to build that paddock. This day, when you're still sharing a single kitchen with half the neighborhood. Why would Ezra say, "Celebrate now," when the job is not yet done? Because blessed is the day when you place yourself on the path to God, or toward forgiveness, or towards rebuilding, or health, or justice, or mercy. Blessed be the beginning, because that's where we first catch sight of the end. In today's gospel reading from Luke, Jesus also celebrates a beginning. But he goes a step further than Ezra. He says, at the beginning of his ministry, that its culmination has already come to pass. He reads from the book of the prophet Isaiah to the people gathered in the synagogue in Nazareth, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind." The thing of it is, he hadn't actually done much of that yet. He will in the months and years to come, but he hasn't yet. We're only in chapter 4, after all. Most of those healings and teachings and casting out of demons, they're yet to come. Not to mention the Last Supper, the crucifixion, the resurrection. All that may be in the future, but that future, in a sense, is already present with Christ in that synagogue in Nazareth. And that's why Jesus says, upon closing back up the scroll of the prophet Isaiah, "Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." Notice that Jesus does not say, "That's me Isaiah is talking about here." He actually says, "This scripture has been fulfilled." In a sense, the fullness of Christ's ministry is present in that synagogue before he's done even a tenth of what he'll accomplish in the years to come. Many of you probably know that old Chinese adage, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Contained in that first step is the only possibility of arriving at your destination 1,000 miles down the road. Without taking that first step, you'll never get there. A similar, if harder, truth comes from addiction recovery programs, which tell us that you'll never get healthy unless you first admit you have a problem. No one ever got clean or sober by denying they needed to get clean or sober. So in that confession is the first step on the road to recovery. Starting on a journey to recovery or health or justice or anything else worth pursuing in this life, tangible or intangible, is worth lifting up. It's worth celebrating. It's worth digging 3 ceremonial holes in the earth and then eating a hot dog and a slice of sheet cake. That day in May 3 years ago was filled with almost as much anticipation and excitement as the day we all entered the pavilions for the first time 16 months later. New beginnings are to be celebrated, since they contain in them the seeds of future growth. So say both our Old and New Testament readings from Nehemiah and Luke this morning. But our reading from Luke tells us something else too. Yes, it tells us that Jesus is the Messiah of God, and we'll find out how the folks in that synagogue in Nazareth took that news in next week's gospel reading. Spoiler alert, they didn't take it well. But when Jesus says, after reading from Isaiah, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing," that's different from saying, "I will do all these things Isaiah mentions." He is saying, "I am that person, the one you've waited for." What matters as much as accomplishing those wonderful things that Isaiah mentions is that it will be accomplished because the one who loves us is here. Jesus is telling those Nazarenes and telling us, the one who loves you is with you now. It is Christ's presence, as much as his works, that was and is a blessing to this world. When we see someone we love after a period of separation, we smile and embrace them, not because of what they can do for us, but because of who they are to us. That's always worth celebrating, from beginning to end. Amen.